They will put me in shackles immediately. Did you apply for asylum in England? I asked. Ridiculous, he replied. Who would believe me? How much worth does the word of a black man have? None. I believe you, Holmes said without hesitation. But Holmes, I replied, how are we supposed to know that he did not murder his wife? My friend looked at me kindly and said, well, if Mr. Hampton was the perpetrator, why would he be here in Baker Street? If he just wanted to hide from a punishment, he would have gone into hiding somewhere in the East End. And yet he is on the run, I replied. The English authorities probably already know that he's here. There is no doubt that he is being investigated on behalf of the American judiciary. If you want to call it justice, Hampton interjected, through and through white jurors convict a black man based on a false investigation done by white police officers and the false testimony of white witnesses. But you are right on one thing. I am a convicted man who is waiting for the death penalty. I am on the run and persecuted. I was able to free myself from captivity in Birmingham and make my way to New Orleans. The sailors of a French ship hid me on board and brought me here, to England. That was 2 weeks ago. I lived underground until a Jamaican friend advised me to turn to Sherlock Holmes, and here I am now asking for your help. You will get the help you seek, Holmes assured. There will be no need to force us to do so.